Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Please come with me as we look at the hand of God.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead. Precious Lord, lead me on.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for the picture and expression you have given us regarding your hands and the role that they have in our lives. Your hands of love reach out to us by grace to offer us your salvation. Your hands bring us comfort. Comfort as you caress our cheeks and embrace us as we go through so many trials. Your hand directs us through the infinite choices that we must make each day. And Lord, finally someday, even so, Lord, come quickly. Your hands will welcome us home. Home. Our eternal home, when we see you face to face while enjoying eternity with you. Thank you, Lord, for this time of worship as we're reminded of the reality of your hands as our Heavenly Father.
Yesterday, it seemed so clear the way your life should be. But somehow things didn't come around. Confusion leaves you in defeat.
But friend, it's time.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your steadfast love. Your faithfulness to us, Father. Oh, we praise you tonight.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we think about the hand of God. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for fellowshipping with us today. When you visit Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Find devotional readings as well. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Thank you.
show. All of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Lord.
Since we were young enough to remember anything, most of us feel comfort, confidence, and happiness when we think of our father's hands. My father would gently but firmly hold my little hand as he protected me from falling, and as he would place his warm hand up to my cheek. He was expressing his affection for me as his son. How much more is the hand of God the ultimate sign of safety to be kept in the palm of his hand, the protection of his hand, the infinite expression of his love as his hand is stretched out to us? We learn a lot about our God, our Heavenly Father, as we learn from Scripture about his hand. Please listen and learn as we look at just some of the passages telling us about the hand of God. Starting in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, his left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. Deuteronomy 33, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. He shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Matthew 14, when Peter saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Psalm 37, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. John 10, they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, so I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy anything apart from him? God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. As the Israelites came to celebrate the Passover, the leading hand of God helped to unify them. 2 Chronicles tells us the story, for if you return to the Lord, your relatives and your children will be treated mercifully by their captors, and they will be able to return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful. If you return to him, he will not continue to turn his face from you. The runners went from town to town throughout Ephraim and Manasseh, and as far as the territory of Zebulun. Some people from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and went to Jerusalem. At the same time, God's hand was on the people in the land of Judah, giving them all one heart to obey the orders of the king and his officials, who were following the word of the Lord. So a huge crowd assembled at Jerusalem in mid-spring to celebrate the festival of unleavened bread. From 1 Peter chapter 5, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Joshua 4, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. The hand of the Lord communicates his mercy. 2 Samuel 24, and David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. You may remember the account of the Lord sending rain as Elijah prayed. Here's the story. Kings chapter 18. As Elijah prayed, he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare the chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass, in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Think about that for a moment. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he outran the chariot. Do you need physical strength today? Pray that the hand of the Lord would be on you as it was on Elijah that day. Just listen to the prophet Isaiah describing what the hand of God would do for his people. Isaiah 41. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. The hand of God that brings power and success to ministry. This account from Acts chapter 11. Some of the believers were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Folks, let us pray that the hand of God would be upon us as we share the good news, the gospel, that although we have all sinned and deserve to be punished, God has provided a way that we can be forgiven. May God bless our ministry this day.
Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. The everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so dear. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, we're leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we learned about the hand of God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You will find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, the Lord says in Jeremiah 29, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
Well, it was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "It sure ain't much, but it's all we got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who'll start the bid on this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through." And then he cried, "One, give me $1, who'll make it two? Only $2, who'll make it three? $3 twice, now that's a good price, but who's got a bid for me? Raise up your hand and don't wait any longer, the auction's about to end. Who's got four, just $1 more, to bid on this old violin?" The air was hot and the people stood around as the sun was setting low. From the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward, picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin, then he tightened up the strings. Then he played out a melody pure. As the angels sing. And then the music stopped, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, he said, "What is my bid for this old violin?" Then he held it up with a bow. Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, well that's a big price, but who's got a bid for me? The people called out, "Look, God made the change, we don't understand." Then the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, "It was the touch of the master's hand." Now you know many a man with life out of tune is battered and scarred with sin, and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, much like the old violin. Then the master comes and the foolish crowd, they never understand soul and the chains wrought just by the touch of the master's hand. Again he cried out, "One, give me 1,000, who'll make it two? Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, well, that's a good price, but who's got a bid for me?" The people called out, "What made the change? We
don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand.